Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
You're all under arrest. Good evening. This next programme is dedicated to the wit of Des O'Connor. What should we talk about now, then?
My mother has a budgerigar. She can say, who's a pretty girl, then, and balance on the perch on one leg.
Any budgerigar can do that.
I mean my mother.
Excuse me, sir. I think you have forgotten your bill.
Oh, so I have, William. Put the waiter down and come along home.
I'm going to place the matter in the hands of my solicitors.
Why?
Somebody's stolen his briefcase.
Hey, kids, here's an empty solicitor's office. We could do the joke right here.
Good morning. I am Mr. Upchurch of Greenwood. Greenwood, Wavertree. Hargreaves, Jones, Jones, Hetherington, Mills, Crabtree, Blenkinsop, Moss.
Now over to the new studio where Tom Filth is interviewing Sir Reginald Mulherries, the well-known Conservative MP.
Good evening, Sir Reginald.
Good evening.
Now, I understand you're a poof.
I beg your pardon?
No, no. I'm sorry. That is the one thing you asked me not to mention. What a queer thing for me to... Odd thing for me to say. Well, now, Sir Reginald, as a fairly staunch member of the gay liberal conservative party, do you think the government were right to prevent an open vote on the common market?
Yes, well,
appreciating that the government, accepting the power to rule from the Queen, the King, the Ace, Buckingham Palace, you and your camp followers, supporters, seem to be bent, determined on dividing the pansy, parting, and imposing your desires, wishes on the whole of homosexual sapiens, oh my God, and finally, will you marry me?
Yes.
Strother, McFarlane, Todd, Burton, Wood.
Little known facts that nobody cares about, number 4276.
Did you know that the world's smallest bird, the South American grub snatcher, with a body length of only 2 inches, lays the world's largest bird's egg with a circumference of up to 9 inches? It is also easily recognized by its unique cry. Thank you.
My pleasure.
What is?
Looking at photographs of Moira Anderson in gumboots.
What about the railway station joke, then?
Excuse me, driver, is this train going to speak?
Well, I've been with it all day. It's not said a word.
Ah!
Now, for those of you who missed it last time, here is a repeat of a breakdown from the Home Moss transmitter, first broadcast in July 1965. Thank you. To save the BBC time and money, that was also a repeat of our earlier programme, The Wit of Des O'Connor.
Now for my second song tonight, I should like
Just a minute. You haven't sung a first song yet.
I have. I hummed a few bars from Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment to the taxi driver on the way here.
Barry, Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment is not a song, it's a book.
Ah. No wonder I was late.
Now, John Junkins' Father's Shirt.
My father's shirt. When all my dreams go down the drain, and when I find I've missed my train, I find my rainbow's end again. Just thinking of my father's shirt. My father's shirt. When bus conductors shout at me and they put sour milk in my tea, a lovely brave new world I see. just thinking of my father's shirt. He bought it at a rummage sale from a draper known as Porter. It's blue and white with double cuffs, and the collar is 16 and a half. It should have been quarter to rhyme with Porter, but we nearly choked father. My father's shirt. I know grey clouds will go away, and all the world will be cheerful and gay when on some future happy day I marry.
Thank you, the masked band of Harold Plungefoot.
Wetherall, Southall, Vauxhall, Swiss Rockall, Bourne, Spencer, Jensen.
Episode 10 of Love and Mrs. Lotterby. Jack, the vicar's niece, recently returned from a two-year trip down a flight of stairs, discovers by chance that Phoebe, his childhood sweetheart, is in reality a football team. Struggling so far at the bottom of the Third Division North, they don't even know it went out of existence in 1956. In a desperate attempt to help her, whilst she is playing Crewe Alexandra away, he tries to enlist the aid of his old family retainer, Greaves. He arrives at his room too late, however, to find that someone has done Greaves bodily harm. I deserve that. And so, Love and Mrs. Lotterby, episode 10.
Come in. Oh, it's you.
Yes. Surprised to see me, Gladys.
Yes. What do you want?
Well, Gladys, I've been thinking it over, and I decided it was time we had a talk about Gladys, Gladys.
Gladys? Have you been seeing her again, Gladys?
Yes, Gladys. What was that?
Oh, my God, it's Gladys.
My godfathers, Gladys. You here with Gladys?
Now then, Gladys, calm yourself. It's not what you think.
How dare you, you young puppy. I'll whip you within an inch of your Gladys.
Gladys, Gladys, calm yourselves, both of you. Let's talk this thing over. Over a Gladys.
Very well. A splash of Gladys in mine.
Well now, Gladys, here's the truth. When you thought I was up in Gladys on business, I hired a Gladys and drove back to London, went and collected Gladys, and we were married secretly yesterday at Kensington Register, Gladys.
You have the nerve to sit on my Gladys, calmly smoking my Gladys and drinking my Gladys, and tell me that you and Gladys are Gladys'd?
I'll answer the Gladys. Gladys speaking. Yes, yes. What? No. Goodbye.
Who was it?
Ethel.
University of the Air. Teach yourself Kikuyu. Lesson one.
Move to Kenya.
Did you know that if George Formby were alive today, it would be July the 16th, 1963?
The scene is a stately home not a thousand miles from Crewe Junction.
Good evening, Mrs. Carrington. His Grace is expecting you.
Whatever you do, don't mention Lawrence of Arabia.
Ah, good evening, Admiral. His Grace is expecting you.
Don't mention Lawrence of Arabia.
Good evening, Your Lordship. His Grace is expecting you.
Don't mention Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia?
I told him not to mention Lawrence of Arabia.
Now for our audience participation spot. Does anyone in our audience know anything about the sexual habits of Lebanese goat jugglers? Yes. What a pity, because I'm afraid that's all we've got time for now. There will be another audience participation spot next week.
Oh, no, there won't.
Oh, now you've broken my shoelace.
Serves you right.
Really, Mother?
Ladies and gentlemen, a joke.
It appears that a man walked into a pub and cheerily said to the landlord, "I have extraordinary power over animals. I bet I can make your dog do the first thing I tell it." "Great heavens," riposted the landlord. "I will take that bet." Whereupon the man threw the dog on the fire and said, "Get off."
University of the Air, teach yourself to be a television football commentator.
And as we see the close-up of Rodney Marsh spitting on the ground, oh, good heavens, Bremner's scored a brilliant goal at the other end for Leeds. And as we examine the linesman's knees, somebody else at the other end has made it, I think it's 4-2 for that lot. Now, that is what I would call a typical Jeff Hurst goal, except he doesn't play for either of these two. Oh, a dog's come off the pitch! A dog's running, and he's chasing, and how? What a super goal from someone or other. Making the score at the final whistle, what's their name, 9? And the other lot, not as many. Now, back to the studio for a blow-by-blow examination by Jimmy Hill of how Bobby Moore laces his boots.
One of television's most popular programmes is Jeu San Frontier, or in English, Those Israelis Get Everywhere.
Hello, son, how are you?
See what I mean? Later on in the programme, Moshe Dayan will be singing Please Don't Talk About Me, One Eye's Gone. Then, Jeu San Frontier.
Hello again.
Get off. For the first time on radio, it's a knockout.
Oh, the Swiss girl's fallen off the top of the specially greased hearse, and she's dropped her coffin right on the tombstone catcher's head. He is Ernest Weissman, who in private life is a tram driver with a fractured skull. And England are ahead with 3 bodies already buried, 2 coffins down the chute and a string bag. Oh, that's Johnny Smith's. Over to Uncle Ed.
Over here at the jelly wall, the teams are all live. Here the contestants have to throw small bank managers at the jelly wall. Lovely grub. Use them as a human staircase up the wall, carrying their Latin American rhythm section. Get to the top, throw the Latin American rhythm section into the shark-infested prams, and then swing by the chains into the miniature abattoir and slaughter their marzipan. Big. They're off. It is a Great Britain with 12 strangled robber waiters, 6 eviscerated marzipan pigs and 3 successful burials go into the finals where they will meet Canvey Island, North Tibet and Mary Hopkin.
Mary Hopkin!
I love you, Sam Andrews.
Excuse me, Dennis, it's Samantha.
You love who you want and I love who I want.
And now for a short talk on sleeves.
I have got 2 on my jacket.
Thank you. And now...
The next object is a wedding ring. A wedding ring.
I say, that's a bit near the knuckle.
And first, Gregory, the new seekers, all at number 34, Freeman, Hardy and Becky.
In a labour exchange, not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
I'd like a job, please.
Yes, sir. What sort of job?
I'd like to be a set of bathroom curtains.
Come now, pull yourself together. Oh, dear! Oh, I don't know where I get them from.
Don't mock me, young man. I'm serious.
You mean you really want a job as a set of bathroom curtains?
Yes.
Is that your usual line of work?
No. Usually I'm a wardrobe, but I've been ill.
Oh. Always been employed as a wardrobe?
Well, no. When I first left school, I was a hall stand. Then I was promoted to a chest of drawers.
How did you first get into this wardrobe?
Sorry.
How did you first get into this wardrobe line of work?
Oh, well, it was a sort of family tradition. My father was a sideboard all his life, and until her marriage, my mother was a tall boy.
Fascinating.
My mother's side of the family was mostly drawing room furniture. My cousin Deirdre was a puff who was actually sat on by Lloyd George.
Now, look. Well, this is quite ridiculous. Coming in here for a job as bathroom curtains, what you need is psychiatric help. Bathroom curtains, indeed.
Oh, very well.
Coming in here, fellas wanting jobs as bathroom curtains, foreigners flooding in from Hartenden.
Good morning, I'm the manager of the hotel next door. Do you have a set of bathroom curtains about 5'10" with ginger hair and a small moustache?
I'm such a silly when the moon comes out.
You're a bit of a Burke in the daytime as well.
Carson, Earl Mountbatten of Bermans. Smith, Smith and Smith and Smith.
Now, nationwide, we resent... I'm sorry about that. No, I'm happy with that.
But he's been at the metal polish again. Now, nationwide, we present an in-depth focus on knees.
Nationwide, us, do we in the space age of the 20th century still need knees? Over to Duncan Disorderly in our brother.
Hello, Eamon. Well, to a kilt-wearing nation, obviously the subject of knees is of major importance. And we up here have been compiling some statistics. So here is a breakdown.
Now, over in our Liverpool studios, we have a lot of boring people, so let's go to Bristol.
Well, we have here in the studio Montgomery Appliance, an ex-steel welder and member of the National Ballet. Montgomery, how do you feel about knees?
Yeah, well, I did once try to dispense with them halfway through lace or feed. And the bottoms of me legs fell off.
How very unfortunate. Montgomery Appliance, thank you.
Can I stick my tongue in your ear?
Back to London, Arbroath, Liverpool, anywhere.
And back here in anywhere, we have a man whose lifelong affection for knees has brought him an OBE, 2 fines and a suspended sentence. John Bitumen. John, I understand that... John, don't do that. Thank you. I understand. You have written a poem, specially for us, called Ode to Knees. Will you read it for us?
No.
If you don't, I will beat you about the head with Mary Hopkin.
Oh, very well. Ode to Knees. Oh, how I love you, girls with knees, some in twos and some in threes. Knees that nobble, knees that don't, knees that knock and... knees that won't. Knees so smooth and knees so hairy. Knees of Edith, Joan and Mary. I once got Gladys's knee in my eye. We were doing the waltz and she's 9 feet high.
John Bitumen, that was rubbish.
There's a Blue Ridge Ramaha, Virginia.
I keep telling you those vests are too tight, Dennis.
And now, in response to numerous requests from Mr. Ernest Mixmatosis, who cannot be here tonight, as he is molesting a staff nurse from the West Middlesex Hospital. Here is an early recording of Dr. Crippin singing, I'm in love with 2 sweethearts and one of them's under the floor. Here's Holly.
Got flat feet, your breath ain't sweet, but I don't care by heck, 'cause I love the back of your neck. Your eyes are mean, your teeth are green, your hair is just a wreck, but I love the back of your neck. Your speech is slow and halting, most folk think you are revolting. To walk round you and see the view is really quite a trek, but I love the back of your neck. Dusting. Basically, you are disgusting. I'd like to state it's you I hate, a bushel and a peck. But I love the back of your neck. Yes, I love the back of your neck, neck, Gregory Peck.
Little known facts that nobody cares about, number C.
Did you know that Stephen McHeap in 1927 ate 120 hard-boiled eggs in 20 minutes? This was not a world record. What was a world record was the 121 pounds of centipods he ate afterwards.
Excuse me, do you have a second?
Have I got a second what?
Prithee, aged charcoal burner, hast thou seen a goodly company of knights ride by, gaily caparisoned? One weareth a blue plume, one a red, and one a yellow.
Nay, sire, I have not seen such a company.
Prithee, serving wench, hast thou seen a goodly company of knights ride by, gaily caparisoned? One weareth a blue plume, one a red, and one a yellow.
Nay, sire, I have not seen such a company.
Prithee, young woodcutter, hast thou seen a goodly company of knights ride by, gaily caparisoned? One weareth a blue plume, one a red, and one a yellow.
Nay, sire, I have not seen such a company.
But where the bloody hell are they gone, then?
University of the Air. How to spend a European holiday with no language difficulties.
Spend it in Leicester.
Mrs. Chapman, cluck. Me and her dancing doves. Helpman, Gilgood.
We interrupt this farrago to take you over to St. Dogma's, where Father Kevin of Vatican is lecturing on the rhythm method of birth control.
First, you put your two knees close up tight.
No, 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 no!
That's another good method.
I disapprove of this lampooning of religion. There must be some other targets.
Hello again, yet again, yet. I know, get off.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no.
It's been lashed round the naked body with sticks of wet celery.
I'm speaking to you now from inside a chip pan in Bradford. Beside me I have a rock salmon. Tell me, have you ever had any ambition to be a place?
Any flame in place but here.
And with that, back to front.
This is Vivian Front here. I've nothing to say. I was just brought in to pay off that dreadful joke. Vivian Front, news at 10, Leicester Square, gents.
Reginald Banquet, news at 10, the snug of the Duck and Pullet.
Edward Heath, Jack and Ori, round at Auntie's.
Well, so much for political satire. Now overheard in the corridors of power of commercial television.
Who misprinted the golden shot again?
Meanwhile, in a psychiatrist's office not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction...
Mr. Nutley, I've made a fairly intensive study of your case over the past few months, and I'm led to the inevitable conclusion that you're a peeping Tom.
Oh.
So just watch it.
That line won the Eric Morley Good Taste Award for the Joke of the Year at a dinner last night held in the McGregor Supper Room, Singapore. The panel of judges included Michael Aspel and Katie Boyle, because it always does.
Little-known facts that nobody cares about, number 3B.
Did you know that even at their peak, none of the French Impressionists could do Lionel Barrymore or Tommy Cooper?
We apologise for the fact that our programmes are running a little late, but this is due to a technical fault in Terry Wogan. It will therefore be necessary for our next three programmes, the news, the epilogue, and the Wednesday play, to be broadcast simultaneously. Here is the news. President Nixon flew today to the Bahamas for a top-level meeting with...
God,
who is, of course, everywhere. And when one gazes upon the beauty of a sunset over the Cotswolds, one can only marvel and say...
Elfire, Dad, are you going to be in that bog all day?
You come here with your fancy London ways, breaking your mother's heart. Who do you think you are?
The 2nd Battalion of the Coldstream Guard. In Houston last night, Chris Berger, the British light heavyweight, just failed in his bid for the world title after being knocked down 7 times in the first round. After the fight, Chris, with 2 badly cut eyes and a broken wrist, said,
"Finding true happiness is a rare thing, and yet when one looks into one's own heart, one finds..."
"Little bits of tomato in it! There's always little bits of tomato in it!"
"Hellfire, Mother, I'm a working man. I'm entitled to my bit of fun. What harm do I do in the Goat and Compasses having a pint of bitter in a game of skittles with..."
"Her Majesty the Queen and members of the Royal Household."
"And some of them are no better than they should be, flaunting themselves in the supermarket with their..."
"Little peculiarities, but, you know, tolerance is a wonderful thing. Often when I've been depressed and down, I've obtained great comfort from the thought that..."
"The A45 at Doncaster is under repair. Police advise motorists to watch out for..."
"Pontius Pilate washing his hands." "But ask yourself in a similar situation. Have you never turned a blind eye, walked by on the other side and..."
"Come home at all hours with your blouse undone."
"I know I have." "It's at moments like that that I realise that I'm just..."
"An exploding gas cooker in spread..." Later, a spokesman for the gas board said...
"That's no way to talk to your mother."
"On Good Friday, I vividly remember when the then Dean of St. Paul's..."
"Fell at Breacher's Brook and had to be shot." "Here is some news that's just come in. In the House of Commons this afternoon, there were angry scenes when Sir Gerald Nabarro said..."
"Side Bottom, Barclay, Whedon, Staybaker and Mouse. This programme was written and performed by Tim Brooke Taylor and Moore, Barry Cryer, John Junkin, and the Dennis King Trio. The programme was produced by David Hatch."
"Goodbye, Cheeky."
"Ta-ta, Cheeky."
"Bonsoir."
"Wiedersehen."
"Hasso, Cheeky." "Get off."
"Get stuffed."
"Toodaloo."
"And you."
"Everybody back to his place."